In my family, we have many Christmas traditions, but we have an ongoing Advent tradition that me and my siblings like to fondly call the questions. This is a tradition we have, and we still do it today. Anytime I'm at home during Advent, we still do it, whether it's just me at home with my parents or the whole kids gathered. The tradition was growing up, so every dinner we would have together, which was almost every night, we had the Advent wreath in the center of the table with, of course, the four candles. And it was part of the dinner that before we ate, my dad would ask us the questions. And growing up, it was an educational opportunity for us, teaching us kids about Advent, the meaning of it. But then it still goes on today, you know, and I'm 28 years old, and it's kind of become silly, but it's incredible that I feel like I appreciate it more now than before, just because So once again, a reminder of the purpose of the season, also my childlike self and just learning these things when I was little. So the questions went something like this. All right, kids, so what is the meaning of the Advent wreath? Why is it a circle? Well, Dad, Advent wreath is a circle because represents God who's, you know, eternal. He has no beginning and no end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, very good. Great job. All right. Why do we use candles for the Advent wreath? Well, Dad, Jesus is the light of the world. He drives away the darkness with his light of hope, the Star of Bethlehem. Great job. You got it. Okay, why is the Advent wreath made of evergreen? Well, God never dies. He's always with us. He is always at our side. Great job. Why are there four candles? Well, there's 4 weeks of Advent. Why are they purple and pink? Well, Dad, purple is a color representing a king. It was a color reserved for the kings, and the new king of the world is coming. So we have the purple candles, and then we have the pink candle, which represents a time of joy. Great job. So this would go on every evening before we started our meal. So we come today to the third candle, the pink candle, which is a reminder to us that this Sunday is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, Latin word meaning rejoice. Let us rejoice. We heard that today in our first reading, these beautiful words about who we're called to be during the season of Advent. We've been preparing for the coming of Jesus, but now we're called to rejoice. And specifically to rejoice in the fact that God has loved us. We hear these beautiful words today in our scripture passages. First, from the prophet Zephaniah in our first reading, goes beautifully speaking of this rejoicing we're supposed to have. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with your heart. And we hear later on, Zephaniah, it's interesting, goes on to explain why we're rejoicing. He says, the Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. So nothing to fear, because God is sending his only begotten Son into the world to save us, to drive away the enemy of our sin, our darkness, and to claim us again and as his children, his beloved sons and daughters. It's interesting, there's also a beautiful part of this first reading that reveals to us something really unique. So the first part is about us rejoicing in God. You know, Gaudete, rejoice. But it's interesting, we also hear that God actually rejoices in us as well. This is what the prophet Zephaniah says. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals. What this reveals to us is the profound mystery that we're called to rejoice in God, but first, God has loved us. And first, God has chosen us. He delights in us as his children. That's the reason for our hope today, that we have a God and a Father who loves us so much that he has claimed us as his children. And we're no longer orphans. We're his beloved sons and daughters. And for that reason, he puts forth this plan of salvation to send his Son into the world, who will be born on the morning of Christmas Day for each and every one of us. This beautiful mystery of God's love as a Father. That's what we're being called to recognize today. Do we really rejoice in the fact that we know God is that deeply loving, that intimate to our heart, that he's rejoicing over us every moment of our life? It's interesting, as a priest, I have many opportunities to go to lots of different social functions. If you were at our volunteer appreciation dinner last night, you got a little flavor of maybe a different side of Father Joseph than you're used to. So these many different social situations that I have an opportunity to just engage in conversation. And, you know, a lot of times it's like cocktail conversation, and it's interesting. I'm still a young priest, so I'm kind of learning how to conversate well. You know, it's easy to just talk about the weather and stuff, but it can kind of get dull after a while. And I've learned that if you really want to connect with someone, one of the best things you can do is ask someone about their kids, you know, or their grandkids, you know. And all of a sudden, this conversation that was really dull, you know, you just see the parents light up, you know, or the grandparents, and they just come alive, and they start telling you all about their kids and all that they're doing, the activities. You know, this happened last week. It was so funny. They pull out their cell phone, and they want to show you pictures, you know. That reveals to us something very innate to our heart, just the love of a parent or a grandparent for their child or their grandchild. And what we have to remember today, and what God's reminding us today, is God, our Father, delights in us in the same way, even more so, because he's our loving Father. He wants to dote on us, delight on us every moment of our life, and for us to receive that life, that love, that we really desire in the depth of our heart as his children. You know, we got to think about that today. What would that look like to kind of make that, concretize that? Really think about that. It's really true. You know, God up in heaven is thinking, you know, about each and every one of our lives in a very personal way. You know, he's up there saying, Denise, you know, my daughter, you know, how beautiful you sang today and played the piano, led my choir at this 11 o'clock mass. How beautiful to give praise to the Lord through your life, your gift of music, you know. Greg, Nathan, you know, you guys, the Lord up in heaven saying, Heavenly Father, you know, sharing with the angels and the saints his great joy of you guys pursuing your faith in this new calling to be part of the RCIA process. The Lord delighting in your yes, yearning to grow in holiness. You know, Jameson, Becca, you know, holy parents, you guys, the Lord's up in heaven saying, you know, he's looking down at, you know, 11, you know, p.m., midnight, 1 o'clock when Fulton or John Paul wake up and you guys have to get up as loving parents and care for them. He's looking down, delighting in you as parents and your love. He's, you know, he's turning to St. Peter saying, look at that love for their kids, you know. Danny, setting up for mass, being our sacristan, giving of yourself in sacrifice. You know, these are just a couple individuals I mentioned, but God does that individually for each and every one of us, every moment of our life, desiring to delight in us for the ways in which we open our heart to him and let him love us as his children, you know? And that's what true relationship with the Lord is. That's what true rejoicing is, abiding in the hope of knowing that we're God's children and letting God love us, letting God delight in us. Think about, you know, a child, you know, those beautiful moments where you see that in their eyes, where they're just yearning for the delight of their father, their mother. You know, a young girl who's dressed up in her beautiful, you know, princess dress. She's twirling around in the presence of her daddy and saying, you know, Daddy, do I look beautiful, you know? She's waiting for that affirmation of her beauty, who she is as a daughter of God, you know? The young son who comes to his dad with his T-ball trophy, you know, after his first season. Dad, check it out. I did it. You know, well done, son. That delight that we all yearn for to receive in the presence of those who love us, and most especially before our God. That's what we need to be renewed in today, that delight, that rejoicing that comes first from knowing that God delights in us. How does that happen in our life? We hear in the second reading today that it begins in prayer. Dedicate yourself to prayer, giving yourself over to the Lord. Because in prayer, that's where we build that relationship of delight, knowing that God is loving us and then responding in love and delight and rejoicing back to him. This is a season where we're called to that deeper depth of relationship with the God who has first loved us. Doing that through our prayer, the sacraments. You know, we're going to have an opportunity this coming Friday for a penance service to confess our sins, to just lay it all before our God and our Father so that he can forgive us and free us from our sins. and restore us as his children. We also hear today that part of being in this stance of rejoicing and delighting in God as he delights in us is also loving those around us. We hear this spirit of rejoicing and delight in our gospel passage today. You know, with St. John the Baptist, he's out in the wilderness, and all of a sudden, all these people are coming to him to be baptized. You can hear their rejoicing and their excitement. You know, they're being baptized, and they're going up to John and saying, "John, what shall we do?" You know, they're just filled with the Holy Spirit, being claimed as a child of God through their baptism. "John, what shall we do?" John tells them, "You have to love each other. Give your tunic if you have an extra one. You know, don't exact extra wages if you're a tax collector. Don't exhort others if you're a soldier." All these ways in which God is speaking through St. John the Baptist, saying that our delight in our life that we first receive from God and we return to God then also has to be shared with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we share that rejoicing of God's love in our heart, it comes alive in those around us. And we become truly a people of God that rejoices in the hope of knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, receiving the love of a God who delights in us. So I encourage you today to be renewed in that childlike spirit of joy, the childlike spirit that comes only by knowing that God delights in me. And how do I, sounds odd, but how do I delight in God's delight for me? This beautiful symbiotic relationship of rejoicing, God for me and me in thanksgiving back to him that he has chosen me as his son or his daughter and loved me to send his only begotten son here in 10 short days on Christmas. Rejoice. Be glad. The Lord is in your midst. So I'm going to conclude my homily a little unorthodox today. So part of my Advent tradition with my family before the dinner was these questions, but after the dinner, we would always sing one verse of O Come, Emmanuel. And in a spirit of rejoicing, it was a tradition as kids, kind of because we were kids, and then it's kind of stayed with us forever, and so we still do it as adults. You know, I'm 28, but I still do it. It's kind of silly, but it just kind of awakens that childlike joy that we're called to renew today. We would sing, O Come, Emmanuel, and then that part of the verse where it gets to rejoice, you know, rejoice, rejoice, O Israel. We as a family would raise our hands. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Spirit of childlike joy, thank you, the Lord, for redeeming me and saving me. So we're going to conclude the homily today by doing that together. I'm going to just invite us to sing together, and when we get to that part, just invite you to join me in just raising your hands and praise to God that he has loved us and that he delights in us as his children. So you can stay seated, and we sing, O come, O